Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, what took you so long?
I got lost.
Huh?
I got lost inside the mind of a genius.
What?
Can you imagine being at the center of 16 billion Da Vinci paintings through AI? It's like seeing what's inside Da Vinci's mind. The paintings are around you, and above you, and right through you. Oh, I can't explain it. The whole experience is trippy and wild, and seriously amazing. You have to see it for yourself.
Check out BGC Immersive Presents Wisdom of Da Vinci, a celebration of art, light, and technology. Get lost inside the mind of a genius. Use the code EAVESDROP150 to get a special discount when booking your tickets at bgcimmersive.com.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm good. Everybody good?
Ganda. Because I'm a popper talaga. Ay, popper!
I love it that nobody's looking straight ahead.
Wala mag-go volunteer.
Nobody wants to start.
I will do it. Okay. I will do it.
Patagalan.
Reluctantly. Oo nga ba. Patigasan to.
All right, all right. Enough said. We're going to start the podcast, episode 208. It is the Blab Lab that is called the Eavesdrop. We're going to talk for maybe an hour or so, trying to catch inspiration with our conversation, and hopefully it connects with you. So, hi there, my name is Del. I'm here with Monica Francesca, the Jelly Victor, and the Jude Racha, and this is the Eavesdrop Podcast. Nagduda pa ako, diba?
Nang
slight.
Who are we again? Who am I?
I know. Who am I? That's my question. Who am I? Okay. But we are here.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing? Stressed? Yes. Raise your hand.
Kailang. Kailang.
Gary.
Gary. Buhay pa.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Lots of things happening. December is upon us shortly. I'm feeling a little anxious about this upcoming, you know, holiday season. I don't know why.
Why?
I think it's just the amount of social activities that have already been lined up and that I had to commit to. And I'm like, I just don't want to. I want to be in my cave. Is it okay? But I can't because they're like, you know, obligatory social commitments, you know?
Yeah. Because you're Monica.
No.
Yes.
Is it for the business?
I mean, and
huh?
Is this for the
partly
business?
Right?
No, it's business. It's family, a little work.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's the season. It's the season for seeing people.
I guess.
Yeah.
The Grinch. Uh-oh. I want to be the Grinch for this Christmas.
It's your birthday month.
And also so. It's my birthday month.
I know.
Month.
Oh, maybe my God. It's that.
It's David's birthday. No. I never get depressed on my birthday.
Oh, just you wait.
Maybe when I turn 50.
Uh-oh.
Slight. Oh.
A slight.
Wait, sorry. Before we go, we should say, before we go on, not go, what a short episode. Jude would have been so happy.
Yeah.
I'd be ecstatic.
Right?
But our listeners would be like, what is this? 5 minutes? Yes, you said before we go
busy
on.
Season. Yeah, before we go on, let's say hi to a couple of people, okay? Since, you know, we should do that in the beginning of the episode. So just really quickly to everybody who gave us a shout out on Spotify. Right, Jude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Okay. And
while you're looking at that, quick one for those who commented on our back-to-back episodes and then jinxed it. Hi to Lynn Cat, 30 Lopez, All Is Well, Bem, Ako Si Yankee. So they commented they were happy that they got back-to-back episodes. Tapos yun, kaya nawala tuloy kami the week after. Pinansin nyo kasi.
Just kidding.
Yun yung sabi ni sa Spotify, hindi talaga maganda kapag nababati na 2 weeks in a row eh. Tuloy, walang sumunod na episode.
Sorry.
Truly. Madly.
A lot of people commented about the bibingkang abnoy. Remember we talked about it? So
they are now enlightened.
Yes,
and educated.
Do you have a good one to read out, Jude or Jelly?
From Senya, it's a delicacy in Pateros, fried unfertilized duck egg, aka balut, but omelet. Smells kind of bad, but they say it's actually good. Mm.
Ano parang ba? Acquired taste, parang ganun.
Acquired taste, yeah. Just like anyone that's on the microphone on this podcast. Bibingkang abnoy is smelly, rotten duck egg that they cook like bibingka or pancake. Way, don't know the origin, but first encountered in Rizal.
Whoa, somebody's from Bermuda, Jude. Look, Iris. Shout out to John Ray, Angie, and Lowie. Hugs from Bermuda. Cool.
The triangle of radness, if you're listening all the way from Bermuda.
Triangle.
Bahama. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda. Oh, that sounds so good right now. I know. It's so cold where I am. You know, it's been so, so cold that the mere mention of like Bermuda
Island
or
life.
Bahamas. Yeah, it's like, take me away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So quick shout out to you guys. Thank you. Oh, Casey Araneta is just asking to, okay, maybe if we do eavesdrop radio again, Casey, I will give you a rundown on what I feel and my viewpoint on Jungkook's golden album. Which broke
breaking
records.
I know.
By the way.
Breaking
by
records.
My baby boy, I'm so proud of you, Jungkooki. Love you.
Yeah, grabe, no? It's unbelievable that kind of success he's having. Yeah. Whoa.
They knew it. I mean, that's why they called him the golden matinee. The golden young child, because he can do everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you look at Jimmy Fallon, because that's how I came across the whole thing, because I'm pretty much insulated from anything BTS until it entered Jimmy Fallon, because I follow, right? So he did this thing and I was like, wow, there's something magnetic about him, right? Something very magnetic, because he doesn't act like a normal, the usual pop star.
Mm-mm.
So I go on the Jimmy Fallon page and my gosh, all the Jungkook were like in the millions.
Yes.
Like far away from all the other posts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it was incredible. I'm like, yeah.
Golden.
He can pull in the numbers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Just by being him. Oh, I love him so much.
review mo, Casey. Grayweed from Makati, patiently waiting for the next time magkaroon ng live recording.
Oh?
You never know what you wish for.
Yeah.
Greyweed, alam na niya kung paano pumunta ng TPN HQ.
Okay.
Paalam mo nga sa akin, hindi ko rin alam kung paano pumunta ron eh. Malapit lang daw.
Okay.
We asked for greets, so Maru, to my boyfriend of 1 year, happy anniversary. That's Miss Alberto. Ano po bang greetings?
Hindi naman, happy.
Shout out to John Ray, Angge, and Lawi. Ay, sila yun sa Bermuda, yeah, from Iris.
Nomad District of NYC. What's Nomad?
Nomad.
Wow.
North Madison?
What? Maine? My Francisco, hi. I don't know. I haven't been to New York in a while, so I don't know. I know Soho.
Soho, Noho.
Noho.
May Noho ba sa NYC?
Wala, Noho.
Noho sa Hong Kong yata.
Nomad. Oh, I'll Google that, but hi. Hi, Mai.
Yeah, I'm doing the... Oh, she can't do that. Can you Google it?
Come on, do it.
What is Nomad NYC?
Nomad.
Up-and-coming Nomad, once known for the cluster of wholesale stores along busy Broadway, is now a hotbed of luxury condo buildings.
Oh.
And so it's there.
But what does it stand for?
North of...
North Madison Square North.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the name.
So that's all pretty, right. Pretty newish.
Yes.
Siguro, Monica, that's why.
Because I only have five boroughs, yo, and that's it.
Kabisado niya yung mga train.
Okay, anyway, thank you guys.
We've got Beng from Vancouver. Happy holidays to you. Sophie says the lying episode reminded her of Sheldon struggling lying and keeping secrets.
Shout out
to Paul, her husband. Happy fifth wedding anniversary.
Happy.
Para naman mabasa natin yung hiningi natin greetings. Belated happy birthday to Eliana Som, daughter of Matasana, and Sherry Ann, the wife. Any other names there?
I'm on the actual page
from
Anchor.
From the former Anchor, so it's all here. Mallory Towers is a book series about also tackles breaking rules, says Archemy. Hi to Rhea, and she is looking. Oh, this is for you, Monica.
What's
the
question?
Siya yung...
Oh my God, sin Tagalog, asan?
Hindi, English yan, tinan mo. All the way at the bottom. All the way, scroll down.
Ako una, type ko. Batiin nyo naman po ako sa podcast sa unang pagkakataon. Yehey! Maraming salamat. Para kay Fran, Tagalog. Hihi!
Sino to?
Rhea.
Hi, Rhea. Thank you. Yeah. And I know we had one on IG, but I cannot find
it right
now.
I'm looking at it right now. So this one was sent in by Anthony Aberilla. Doña Monica, kindly read po if babasahin sa recording. And it's all in Tagalog. Anthony was also talking about bibingkang abnoy.
Pero
since very special to for Doña Monica kasi nga Tagalog, hindi ko babasahin dahil kailangan ikaw. But Anthony also sent in that this was brought up in a previous episode and he just wants to give an update on The Missing. Philippines The Missing has officially entered Variety's radar. We are now in contention, listed number 23 out of 89. Hashtag Oscar submissions.
Oh!
This is unprecedented. So there. And they're hoping for Directonet to guest again. So we're still working on that.
Busy yata si...
Busy. I'll be seeing her because there's an event. So kukulitin ko ulit siya in person. And hopefully her manager will be there para diretso nang kausapin yung manager kung pwede, kung kailan pwedeng mag-guest.
Oh, kahit sandali lang.
Oh, nga. Busy sila. 30 minutes.
Ang dami siyang
kasi pag
project,
andito na yan, kasi hindi na makakaalis yan. Tuloy-tuloy natin yung tanong.
Oh.
Yung 30 minutes, ano na doble na yun.
Okay,
thank you for always getting into the Q&A. It's just a funny little thing that we're exploring.
Well, more than anything, it feels like it's a way for us to see if there's a pulse where you are. Like, diba? It's like, okay, we send this out and if people answer it, it means they're alive. They're with us.
So thank you.
nagka-crave ng froyo and
froyo. I haven't had samgyup, that in a while.
Pork sinigang, topsy. And si CB, si Speed Babad, who's craving for the cheeseburger, pickle fries, buffalo wings, sweet eggs.
Yes.
Missing that. No chaser, yakiniku, and Miss Ruth, beef short rib, watermelon. I think we read that. Mammy, Nikki, Maru, Rarame, Melissa.
What are you craving? Question mark. What are you craving?
Yeah, because they still came in. Eh.
Oh, wow.
And
uh-oh.
So, may nice. Pumapasok pa rin. Eh.
Late nakinig.
Oh, hindi cool. naman sila... Hindi kayo nagmamadaling makinig pag may bagong episode, ganon? Yun ba yun? Eh, pues.
Oh,
ito,
no.
2 weeks tuloy.
No, it's like, you know, when there's episodes, sometimes when I'm watching a series and it's released every week, I'll skip a week, so at least I'll have two to watch.
That's how I feel with this... have you guys seen Castaway Diva?
No,
not yet. I've been seeing it on Instagram Reels, though.
What is this? Is it a reality show?
No, it's a K-drama.
Oh.
You remember The Wonderful World of Attorney Woo?
Yes.
Remember
that? Yes.
It's the same girl.
Okay.
But a different role. So I just got curious. So, wala na, I got hooked and I'm like, and I was sick. So I was like, I need feel good.
Yes.
I need to feel good. I need good vibes. So I watched it. So ngayon, lumalabas siya tuwing Saturday. I refuse to watch it kasi gusto ko I have two in the bank para diba? So I feel you, Monica. I feel you.
Philippines, they release every Saturday and Sunday. So on your end, Del, would it be
ganun din.
Saturday and Sunday then. Okay.
Saturday, Sunday. Sorry, can I just do a throwback? So when I listened to the episode about lying, sabi ko, Del, how can you miss it? I just needed to add this to the discussion, which I don't know why nakalimutan ko. You know, you cannot take away the intention of a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's lies everywhere.
True.
But not all lies are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And so your intention has a part in whether it's a dangerous lie or not. Kasi meron talagang ganun.
Like
if my intention is to deprive you of the truth so I gain advantage over you, that is a bad lie.
That's a bad lie, yes.
But if I'm not telling you something because it will hurt you, it's still a lie, but the intention is not as bad as if I'm trying to gain something out of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that just a little with my child. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yon. Yeah. So, in explaining lies and why we do it, you know, the human heart is very deceitful above all things. That's from the Bible, by the way.
Whoa.
And so you really need to ask your intention. Babalik at babalik sa'yo. Yeah. Just an added.
I like that. Because, you know, I was like, how do I explain it to David? Like, you know, sometimes we have to say a lie, but now I can understand, and he'll understand the intention, where we're coming from, and why we have to say it. Very good. Thank you, Della.
Yeah.
Noted with thanks.
Ika nga ni Milin Wo sa Q&A natin. Hello daw sa subconscious mind niya na nagpipigil maging taklesa sa salbahe sa office. So, ikaw nakakapagpigil ka pa, pero...
Sometimes, you gotta let it out though. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let him hear it.
Let him hear it. May mga moments lang kasi talaga na, you know, you need to... not say things because it might hamper your movement in a company.
Correct.
You know, this is not like a family. The office is the office.
Correct.
People are competing. So it's a different environment, different rules. So, pero minsan talaga, you have to let it out. The shadow in you. Mm-mm. Whatever you think is not nice, you have to make peace with it and take care of that shadow because that shadow is there for a reason. Kaya ako, yan ang tinitingnan ko ngayon. My shadow.
Shadow work. Oh.
My eyeshadow. Eyeshadow.
Yeah. Oh, I have a life update, guys. Oh my God.
Okay.
It's not big, but I stepped out of my comfort zone yet again. Mm-hmm. All right. So we had the executive checkup, right? I think I discussed this on the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Nako, anyway. So bottom line, we got to like get healthy. We got to lose some weight. When I say we, Al and I, but you know, we're in this together and I really need to get the exercise part back into my routine because it had been a routine of mine years ago. So I had signed up for a Pilates class because it's near David's jiu-jitsu sessions. Mm. So while he's there, I'm going to be in class, right? Okay,
yeah.
So I signed
up.
It's good. It's nice. I had my first class. But the thing is, the same week, one of my mommy friends, they're like, hey, who wants to try this sexy chair dance class with me?
Burlesque.
Oh my gosh.
Stripper class, but chair, sexy chair. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that looks fun. But then she said it's on Thursday. So it was like the same day as my first Pilates class. And she's like, come on, you do it. I said, all right, whatever. Fuck it. Let's do it. Right. So that afternoon, I did the Pilates, picked up David, went to the chair dance, and parang. It's not for beginners, okay? So I hated my friend for a good 30 minutes during the class. I said, I hate you. Why am I here? Because I may stunt such chair. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
You have to sit on the chair and go back, which is okay because I've backbended before. Pero coming from 0 to 100 ako that day in physical fitness, ha? It was not... So anyway, so it was fun. I did the choreo. Another mommy was my partner, and because these dance classes, at the end of it, you have to perform it in front of your classmates. Mm-hmm. And we were like group one. So I go, what? I was like, no, I can't do it. I'm injured. He's like, no, just try. Just try. And they're so supportive, you know, the classmates, the people who are also doing the dance. Because really, I felt like, what? Not graceful at all, okay? I mean, I'm not feeling sexy right now, but I'll give it my all.
Yes.
So that was a step out of my comfort zone. I want to do it again because I want to have a before and after.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. And they do have sexy femme dance classes. I mean, I really picked the professional level. I should have started like beginner level. I don't know why I said
dalaginding. The dalaginding level. Nagsistart ka palang mag-flirt. Ganon.
Parang all or nothing yata ako eh. So anyway, I could not get out of the car. Al picked me up. It was like 10. The class ended at 10. He drives me home. I was like, I can't feel
sore
my body.
All over.
But it was so much fun. Gosh. And Jelly, I want to invite you because I think you'd have such a great time. Because, well, you're here. I want to invite you too, Del, but you know, you're in Utah, but you're going to, it's fun.
Let's go.
What?
Let's go.
Upside you down. Know,
that is the one class I'm not so sure I can attend.
Why?
As yet.
I don't. Bakit?
If I can do it, Jelly, just go, Lord. Kasi talagang I saw the real dancers do it because obviously there were like people who've taken the class and they're so snappy, they're so sexy. Ako parang yung mukha ko, I watched my video, I'm like, oh my God.
May video.
May video.
Upload na yan.
I'm gonna upload it.
Upload na yan.
I actually cut it so parang didn't look so bad. Wait till you see my chair stunts, okay? Excuse me, I'm so proud. So
I have cousins who take that class regularly. I have there's four girls. They're pretty curvy, like you know, curvy, and
that's
when they're there, super sexy clothes. Mm-hmm. That's what they dance with. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, buti pa sila ako, hindi ko kaya.
No, you gotta take
hip-hop.
A page out of their book. Because they
take
don't
me
care.
To a hip hop class.
Sige, sige, sige. But you're so sexy, so you know that sexy femme dance.
Dude.
Ooh,
So, kailangan performance level.
Yes, at the end, Jude. May performance. May lights pa sila, ha? And then the two chairs are right there.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, am I going to do this? But I did it. I did it. So, good, good, Monica.
Good job.
So, these classes are subsets of dancing classes, just to make it more interesting.
Different. There's different kinds throughout the day in the studio.
Nice.
You'll come across.
I love that you did
class. Heels class would be like the may beginner heels? Level. Basta heel, naka heels ka lang. Super yeah, high heels. Tapos there's the burlesque. There's the chair, the sexy chair or chairlesque dances. Iba-iba talaga. There's pole.
Yeah. It's not really too sexy,
just
really?
It's just for women to really be comfortable in their own skin and bring out the inner goddess. Teacher Giselle has white t-shirt, love. And she
what's
was
that?
Messaging, oh, when
that?
Are you dancing again?
Wait, what's like, white
teacher
t-shirt?
Teacher Giselle does this white t-shirt, love. So you're in parang either naka-panty or cycling
what?
Shorts.
Uy.
Huh? And what? Then, basta like pretty skimpy, but you have a plain white t-shirt on top.
Like a baggy white t-shirt.
Like a baggy plain white t-shirt. And that's what you move
sign me
with
up.
The way you grab
like
the
already.
White shirt.
This is my jam.
Teasing lang. You're teasing. Iaangat mo yung edges. Yeah. Tapos medyo bumabagsak yung shirt.
Oh
ganon.
My God,
so
how
it's,
sexy.
It's very sexy and subtle.
All right,
and
Del.
Teacher Giselle kasi, diba, she's hip-hop. So may mga snappy movement. Tapos biglang sexy. Tapos naka-heels ka, ganun.
Wow!
Pero yung sa kanya,
gusto ko,
naka-ano pala, barefoot. Kasi parang it's very, you're supposed to come out as plain and basic and it's really
intimate.
Your movement
yeah.
that
tapos
showcases.
Straight to the bedroom.
Kamusta yung mga guys na nakikinig na papadpad yung isip sa white t-shirt? Big t-shirt ba yan? Parang alam nila yun, guys.
Yung mga, yes!
Pero... yung mga chair dance, oh, alam nila yan. Pero iba yung naiisip nila.
Iba pala.
Oh, can I just share something?
Ito yung panlaban.
Something I found so funny. So, I hosted a couple of whole day events for the Quezon City LGU. And then, for one of the summits, is the Gender and Development Summit, Mayor Joy Belmonte goes on and she is the first woman mayor. And then she was talking about when she first started, she knew what it felt to be excluded because she said all of the mayors and the vice mayors of all the other LGUs would have their meetings and she wasn't invited. Do you want to know why she wasn't invited?
As a strip
the
club?
Meeting was at Air Force One.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my gosh.
Why are you familiar with that? Yan,
what's yung Air Force One? Shoes ba yan? Shoes? All white?
Meron din namang shoes, Jude. Tama, galing.
Sapatos yan eh, di ba?
Hindi believable yung innocence mo, Jude.
Oo nga. Miss Woosh. Oo nga. Nanood ako ng football dyan dati. Yung World Cup. Sa big screen. Promise, yun lang yung pinapanood namin.
Pero natawa ako because people, I could hear people whispering to each other, ano yung Air Force One? Pero ako, because of, you know, we
oh
hear it.
God, yeah.
I already knew what it was.
Is it still alive, Air Force One?
I have no idea.
I bet it is.
Baka iba na. Baka there's a newer... I wouldn't know, but probably. Because the turnover of these things, di ba mabilis din naman siya.
I guess.
It's like a club.
Pegasus was there forever.
Oh, that's true.
Like, even
that's
during
true.
Pandemic, I feel like it was somewhere.
May mga exclusive.
Maybe.
For their VVIPs.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. Anyway.
You could see how females would like to get into these classes and for the men to go and become a classmate.
Yeah, well, they'd have to dance, okay? I told Al.
Magka-class din sila.
Oo, nag-class. Tama.
So, I'm making Al do it next time because he's super bagay. super bad guy in sexy chair dance.
Is he going to whip out the red Speedos again?
Time to dust it off, Al.
You know, if you get him thin enough, he would. Trust.
But ganun yung itsura ni Monica, you know.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. Those were the days when we were young and fit and everything was tight. Diba?
But we're going to try to get that back. Apparently, according to my executive checkup, I need to get that back. So
You're bringing sexy back.
Yes. 2024. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out, all you influencers.
All you Fitspirations.
Jelly, ang busy mo pala, no?
Work. Speaking of working out, I overheard the instructors at the gym talking about how marami na silang clients na namamaalam. So, ba't naman namamaalam yung term? Just letting the trainers know that they'll be gone for a while. So now, the peak hours at the gym are no longer peak hours. Nababawasan na yung mga tao. They're not working out as much. But then come January, puno na naman yan.
They'll be back.
Yeah, it's because of all the preps for the holidays.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting really busy. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. To answer your question, Jude, yes. It was a very busy week. Yeah, it was a very good week. But tiring, but very good. Fulfilling.
Tuloy na.
Thank you, Lord.
Kasi season na nga.
Yeah. Hosting season! Na.
Yeah, that's right. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah.
That's why when people are worried about gaining weight during the holidays, most of us hosts don't really have that problem because we don't really get to eat. We don't get to party. We're all working. The only time we get to eat would be when Christmas rolls in. So,
pagtapos na yung ano,
pagtapos na yung ano, trabaho.
It should be a banner working year, considering how the past 3 years played out. So, sana ganun, no? Para tuloy-tuloy na.
Uh-oh. We're praying. Because our industry was really badly hit. One of the most badly hit industries. Because we really gather people. So, hopefully wala nang ganong experience.
Just make sure you load up on vitamin D, okay?
What vitamin? No, vitamin what?
Vitamin D. Big D. No, just vitamin D.
Get a
D3.
A big dose of vitamin D.
A big dose, okay?
Noted.
The tables have turned. The podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, huh?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle. For a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash,
make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
Delamar, Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, the eavesdrop.
Noted. No, but I'm serious. Yeah. Like D3, huh? Because right before I haven't told people, but I really got sick for about 11 days, like really, really sick. And right before I got sick, I had come from the doctor for an annual checkup. And when my blood work came back, the doctor was like, he was looking at me like I'm a rare creature. Because I don't take any kind of meds. Mm. There's no meds. I just really take my vitamins. And then he said, okay, your heart looks good. Risk for stroke is down. Heart attack, your sugar levels, cholesterol is great. And then he was saying everything. So I go, oh my God. And as he was checking it off the list, like, this is good, this is good. So parang gumagaang ng gumagaang yung pakiramdam ko. And then he said, the only thing I worry about is your vitamin D is low.
Mm.
So sabi niya, but I wouldn't worry about it because everything is okay.
Mm.
And then immediately I got sick.
Ah.
So although you're healthy, kasi vitamin D makes your immune your immune system really strong.
Oh.
So that you wouldn't get sick. So more than vitamin C, vitamin D is what we discovered during the pandemic, that most people who succumbed to COVID had very low levels of vitamin D. So, kaya yun kung kakayod si Jelly, diba? Kailangan lang may vitamin D para wag siya magkasakit.
Is it part of a multivitamin or is it a separate? Do you buy it separately?
No, you have... Yeah, and D3.
D3.
You have to take D3.
And this is okay
so what I take,
to take every day?
Yeah, you have to take it every day. So normally you get it from the sun, but you also need...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Because of just what's out there, all the mutation of the flu virus or COVID, you might as well really protect yourself. So I take mine is in drop form. So
under
I just
the
add
tongue?
It to.
Or you put it in a drink?
No, I take it. I put it in a drink. So I take Athletic Greens, and then Athletic Greens gives you a vitamin D3 with its package. So that's what I take. So sabi ko, okay. Kaya ako nagkasakit. So yun, Jelly, ha?
Yun, yun yung order ko from you. Sorry. Sidebar. Because, you know.
Athletic Greens?
Yes. When you come to Manila.
Tyler's going back December 6 to 10, so I could send.
Sige, you tell me.
Yes.
Parang gusto ko ng ano, gusto ko nang kunin yung address ni Del, tapos bibili ko ng kung ano-ano papadala na lang sa bahay ni Del.
Yes! Yes, please do, please! I'm here, di ba? Plus, I really like receiving packages. Kahit hindi sa akin. Oh, pag dumadaan yung Amazon
Christmas
truck.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, you have no idea how excited I get as I'm pulling into our cul-de-sac and I'm following an Amazon van.
And they stop at your house.
And then talagang sinusundan ko. Tapos we get these, the ones that go on electric, they don't do gas anymore.
Uh-huh.
So it's a special looking Amazon thing. Tapos I get so excited. Pagdating nitong package na ito, ang nagdala pa, environmentally friendly vehicle. So I make it so happy for me. And then it's always for the kids or it's never for me. So please use my address.
Sige.
Please.
I'll do that. Because I'm so happy that Amazon can deliver to Manila. I'm like, what am I going to order today?
Yan yung delix tayo dyan.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Medyo.
Yes.
Like, well, do I need the salad spinner?
Yes, you do.
I know, right? I do it.
Yes, you do.
Better
do I really
check.
Need...
if it's available sa local.
That too. I mean, yes.
Kung sa China local, din galing.
Yun din, actually. I mean, my first go-to is Lazada. Thanks. Mm, it's not a plug, but you know, I do.
Oh, that's true.
Are you going to say jelly? Sorry.
No, I was just about to say that I have been getting sun. I make sure. So if there's good sun, I'm sunbathing. Because I realize that's topless. The one thing.
Para pantay.
I know.
Para pantay. Kasi
the absorption
may
of vitamin.
Marka yun eh. Ako may t-shirt akong ganun. Ano, di ba?
Do you have like this?
Hindi, sandals.
Sandals. Farmers, farmer's tan. Yun. I do get sun, especially if there's good sun in the mornings. After dropping Juliana off at school, instead of going straight to the gym or straight to work, if work is later in the afternoon or after lunch, bilag muna sa araw.
But yun, sunblock, setup. OMG, yeah. Part of my executive health checkup was like this derma consult, and then they took like this photo of my face in this machine, and
the sun damage.
Yes, she showed me the sun damage. I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry, because I only started wearing sunblock on my face recently. Lang, I mean, sure, if I go to the beach, but like on a daily basis, recently. So, if there's anything that anybody out there, you're listening, you're young, wear sunblock every day.
And please wear it not just on your face, but all the way to your neck.
And here, well, okay. Whatever.
Kasi ito, this is really like very sensitive.
So, yun. Yeah. Take a shower.
I always wear sunscreen. Kasi.
Really? Oh, just like the song. Like,
right? I got it from there. No, I remember Jelly told me one time, I think we had met up in BGC right before I left for the US. Tapos sabi ni Jerry sa akin, "Bakit glowing ka? What are you doing?" Ayoko sabihin na, gusto ko sabihin na, that's just my natural glow, but it wasn't. It was sunscreen. Tapos ngayon nagko-collect ako ng mga sunscreen. My favorite so far is the Shiseido. That's the brand, right?
Yeah.
It smells so yayamanin.
Wow.
So every time I put it in the morning, I'm like, I'm rich.
I'm rich. I love this thing, Super Goop. I use that. I thought it was like Gwyneth Paltrow's, but it's not.
It's not.
But it's like very light on my skin.
And then it has tint. Yes. But it's so nice.
I think
and
I
it doesn't
with you.
Melt.
I was with you.
Yes.
Mon, it doesn't melt when you're out in the sun.
No.
Okay. It's nice.
Tapos before you apply, every time before you apply, make sure you shake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta shake it because it separates the oil from the whatever it is. Uh-oh. And so you shake it kasi pag oil lang ang nakuha mo, walang barrier, di ba? You need the barrier eh. Oo. Life lesson talaga, if you're like in your 20s or early 30s, please do your skin a huge favor and take care of it. That's my line to my kids. Sabi ko, you know, what's the biggest organ in your body? They're all thinking, it's your skin. And you're going to be with your skin for the rest of your life.
Correct.
So you better take care of it, okay? Yeah.
Right there.
Hashtag tips from the Titas.
Yuck, no, it's like, you know what? David is very fond of saying this to me now. Mom, you don't have to make it a life lesson, okay?
Ooh.
No, not that way. I mean, I probably said it more swung it. He says it's sweet. Like, you know, if something happens, he's like, Mom, it's okay. It doesn't have to be a life lesson. I get it.
You don't have to expound.
I want to. Just tell you my knowledge.
Next thing I know, a variety of that is, this doesn't have to be a teaching moment, Mom.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
Move along.
But it does though, right? I mean, yes.
Here's the ultimate test. If you had had this conversation, but from your mother to you, would you take it? Because this is just what it is, right?
Okay.
I think this is a natural way
that
humans react. Like, if you're old enough to see your mistakes, you always want to tell the young ones, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
That is true. All right, fine. Oh. Okay.
I know. Because that's also my problem. Like, Cooper's 12 now. Mm-mm. And he is not a child anymore. Mm-mm. And so I see the, yun, what you're talking about. Parang they have this opinion of you that's been built through the years, right? And now they're like, they get lippy.
They get lippy. Like, you can't tell me that because I know you. I've seen you do whatever, whatever. I go, because yeah. I'm an adult. I can do that. You're still young. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
I think with me and Juliana, I'm just happy that everything she experiences, especially with in terms of emotions, she would really pull me aside and start talking to me about it. And she's been asking for a lot of theta healing a lot lately. To the point now we really? Do it so often na memorize na niya yung roadmap. Like she can uh-huh. do, she can guide you. I was like, wow, galing. I never thought she was listening. Wow. But she really does.
And does it help her? I mean, I know theta healing helps, but I mean, for it you as her. A mom, doing it on your daughter.
Yeah,
right.
She's receptive to it.
She is. And she's the one who's requesting. So it's not aww. Like I impose it on her or, yeah. you know, I'm always bringing it up as a solution to whatever it is that she's feeling. But it really helps as well because what I noticed... And I was just telling her dad about this. She has a barkada now. Mm-hmm. And they're super close. She's in a group of five friends. Like, within a week, they probably see each other 2-3 times. They do jujitsu together. They hang out on weekends. And 2 out of the 5 might be based in the U.S. by next year. So she's been dreading that. And she would just tell me, Mama, are zombies real? I find myself really scared of zombies and ghosts lately. Mm. And I'm like, where did this come from? And then I scanned her and it was really the fear of losing these friends. And then the other day when Rhoda said that he was headed back to LU, that night, again, she's like, Mama, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really scared of zombies and ghosts. Are they real? I mean, I know they're not real. I know they're people who just made them up and made movies and make money out of them, but she's so afraid. Mm. And then I realized she'd rather deal with the fear of something that's unreal than deal with the yeah. fear of
something
that's
present.
Real. Mm-hmm. Which is yeah. her friends might be leaving, her dad is leaving, you know. And so we've been doing theta healing for that.
But that is so mature and so self-observant of yeah. her yeah. to be able to articulate that to you. Like, and then ask you.
Ang nanay niya si Jelly.
I know, but I mean, that's
very
so
aware.
Pero nakakatuwa lang din. And I liked it that our conversations are like this. I don't know if it was, I spoke with one of you, but before we went to Cebu for a vacation, I was feeling a little bit sad and missing the 2-3-year-old Juliana. I'd look at her pictures and watch her videos and I'm like, I miss this cheeky, pudgy, you know, cheeky in terms of just really her cheeks. You know, it still had a lot of baby fat. Like, I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that little girl and I miss that tiny voice. But then I also realized if I'm attached to this little girl, I am not going to appreciate the little lady that I have now because I keep looking back at how she was rather than just loving this new phase that both of us are in where we have different kinds of conversations now, you know, but I really had to learn to let go of loving and really enjoying that little girl. Aww. So I see her for the little woman that she's becoming. And enjoying this phase too. But yeah, she's growing up.
Cute.
And every time I tell her and I comment about how fast she's growing, uh-huh. I see her face drop. And then she's like, yes, and you're growing up too, mama. And then she gets sad. And I know what she's talking about. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, I feel that. I feel the same with my kids because the Parker just turned 8 recently, and Cooper is 12 and Harper is turning 7. And it's like, it's really like what you're saying, Jelly, you miss the small them, right? And in the process of missing it, sabi ko sa sarili ko, sandali. It's not about them necessarily, but what it is that is being demanded of you when they're that age. Mm. Who are you when they're that young? Mm. You are their opinion leader. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to tell them what to do. They agree with you readily. They want your company. They don't argue with you. So sometimes I think, I'm not really missing that young age necessarily, but I'm also missing who I was in that capacity of a mother to a young child. Mm. And because this new phase is so unknown, they're becoming their own person. And you see them break away. How do they break away? They have their own opinions. They have other friends that they would like to spend time with.
Yeah.
When before it was all for you.
Yeah.
It was for you.
Their world revolved around you.
Yeah. And so you got to cut yourself a little slack. Because like Juliana said, you're growing up too.
Yeah.
And it's not just growing old, but the growing up that means letting go.
Mm.
Letting go is scary. My God, it's so scary. Because what do you have? Diba? What do you have when you let this go? But that's the great question. Because it could be good. Did I lose you again?
No, we hear you now.
Ah, okay. Naakala ko, lalagyan na naman ako ni Jude ng kuweba.
The echo.
Pwede.
Oo, kasi parang yun ang totoo sa buhay ko eh. Nakuha lang ni Jude out of ano eh, di ba? Nasagap niya sa ether. Na ay, oo, si Del. Ito yung boses niya eh, in the cave, in by herself in a cave.
Eh, mamili ka, anyway. Ganun, o lost in a cave, or singing a song that we're all gonna enjoy.
Lost in a cave, please. Times two. Yeah, what was I gonna
letting
ask,
go.
Jelly? Yon, letting go. It's so hard to let go of what you know. And sometimes you would rather sit with the bad than risk not knowing what's coming.
Mm.
And you have to face that fear. Like, really? Because whenever we want to grasp, we want to hold things down, whether it's a moment or our youth or certain friendships or certain relationships, the truth is we're moving along.
Mm.
And it needs to change. You're a process. Diba sabi nga ni Michelle Obama, you are in the process of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stop and say, no, I want to stay in this stage. The fact that you're missing that part means it's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then accept, okay, what's in front of me now? Yon. Yan, yung mga I hate those questions eh. Pero it seems like that's where the growth is. Diba? So face it. Face it. Jelly, let's face it.
Yeah.
Let's hold hands and cry together.
It's so funny like how we're so in sync, because I had some moments last week that I saw David's old photos. He was very baby. I even found an audio clip of him talking. He might have been like 4. He was like, I'm going to build a machiner and I'm going to do this in my Pokenons. So I was like, my Pokenons. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, and then I let Al hear it and we're like, oh, we reminisce. But then, I mean, I don't get sad for that, and I don't necessarily miss it. The way I saw that emotion, or that, you know, when I was looking back at it, I was like, wow, like, look how much he's grown, yet look how much he's kept like his personality is quite intact. You know, he's just a little bit more mature now. He's still a little funny boy who makes up his own stories in his head, but it's mature. I'm like, look, Dada, you know, he's still David. It's David, but just in a bigger and more brainier and talk backier version. You know,
2.0 nga eh. David Dangerous 2.0.
It's still our baby boy who will always be my baby boy, but he's just in this other package, you know, that's evolved. And that's how I see it. Even with Jade, that's how I see it. You know, I don't really miss the younger. Only like, oh, how I was able to carry him. Cute. But like now he gives me bigger hugs. You know, tighter hugs. He's like up to here to me now. And I appreciate that, you know. And also, I think for me, I also look forward to the point where they're really on their own.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's going to be difficult. Like with Jade, I think it was easier. I don't know with David. I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know. Maybe because he's a boy or whatever time in that life of mine that I'm closer that way. But I feel that I'm very excited for when they're both on their own and Al and I can do our own thing. You know, I mean, so that's what I'm really excited about. I don't get sad about how, oh, they're going to grow up and whatever. I'm like, okay, just grow up, but grow up to be good people. But I can have my time.
My time! I can't wait for my freedom back.
But I'm good. I mean, it's not freedom, but it's just like, you know, you're. I did my job. Mm. You know, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So. And that's all we can hope for, diba? That you reach that point, diba? That's the conundrum of parenting, that you want to raise them to a point where they don't need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You want them to want you. Yeah, you want them to want you, but they don't need you because you raised them. Yeah, to stand up on their own. And that's really like, it's bittersweet. You did your job well, but guess what? You made yourself redundant.
Yeah, but you'll always be mama.
But that's great.
Yes.
It means you did your job and you did it well. Eh, kasi kung palagi silang nakasandal sa'yo for everything.
Oh my God,
opinion, money. Parang they can't handle life. Like, what will happen to them? Because we're all going to go before them, hopefully, diba? So when you leave them, pag wala ka na, you're the buffer. you don't need... The thing is, they don't need you to buffer them anymore because they're strong enough.
Right.
So,
and you got to start that early. That was exactly my post this morning on IG stories. Like I had reposted like things that you should do to, actually it was like to teach your child gratitude. One though was like to teach them to appreciate things, like have them do their own things, right? So they appreciate the hard work that people put in. But the bottom line there is like, if you teach them how to take care of themselves, like eat by themselves, because I see parents, okay, feed their child. And their child is capable of feeding themselves.
And I'm or the like, Aya does it.
I'm like, you know, they don't know how to use a spoon and fork. Come on. Like, you know, or any kind of number of babying things, you know. And obviously it's not my place to say anything, but you need to teach your child to do that. And then like in school, pick up, like I see people carrying the bags for their kids. I go, no, let them carry their own damn shit. Like really, like I see the yaya carrying the backpack and all that and the lunchbox and the project and the kids like, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Right. So my point is like, you need to let your kid do that. I know we want to help them. And this is such a mommy thing to say, guys. I mean, whether or not you're a parent, you know, if you're a teenager, if you're a young kid listening to this, you know, in the future, you'll use this, that you need to teach them to be very independent. Stop babying them. I know it's like you think you're doing them a good thing. You think you're helping them, but you're not. Really, you're not.
Yeah. They have to be in charge of their own lives.
Yeah.
And you can give that in, you know, age appropriate ways.
Of course.
Like, well, ako ang reklamo ko ngayon is, actually not reklamo, but more like, you know, getting my kids to do the work in school. Mm. So, and I laid this like very clearly to them. I go, hey, I am done with school. I'm not going to badger you to do the work that benefits you. Mm-hmm. This is your education. This is you becoming successful later in life. So I'm not going to hound you to do this or that. You have to build it in yourself to want to be good at everything. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? And this is the part na you can ano editing ko na lang. Pero sabi ko, look, I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
To succeed.
Yeah.
And my parents had nothing to do with it. Mm. Because in the end, it's for me. It's not for them.
Yeah.
So sabi, kasi that's really, yung, alam mo yung, I really also hate that, yung hinahabol na may pagkain.
Mm. Parang oh my sit God. Down. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to eat? Don't eat.
Uh-huh.
You feel the hunger.
Yeah.
And then you come to me. Kasi sometimes when we chase them,
yeah.
you set this dynamic of runner and chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Tama ba? Yeah. So I don't want that. That's not the life I want with my children. I want them to be so independent na ako yung, please stay with me. But
uh-oh,
I don't really,
yeah.
I don't, tama. It's not like I really want them to stay with me. It's like, oh. I need to feel na I still want you, but yes. you're so independent, mm. I gotta let you go. Yes. That's what I want. Yes, that's yes, the yes. mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I feel that way when my children are 18 and above, I would feel like I did my job well.
Until then,
cross my fingers.
It's true. Oh my God, that really gets my goat. Like third graders, fourth graders don't know how to eat on their own. Come on! Your mom has to feed you.
Weird.
Get over it. Stop whining. And syempre, it's not my child, diba? these are all internal conversations. You know, I'm only letting it out now. I mean, obviously, I can't tell them. You know, but I'm like, get your kid.
But you can tell us.
I'm gonna tell you. Like, get your damn kid in line. Because if that kid said that to me, whoa,
right?
Parang ganun, gigil na gigil ako. Sobra. Parang ay na, shut up, kid. Really?
Alana, she pulled out the tongue in already, so she means business.
Sorry. Sometimes I don't even know it comes out. Okay. So anyway, so I think that was my gripe, because that's why I shared it on IG story. I came across something and I said, let me share this because this is very, very important. I see so many moms do it. So many moms. So many yayas.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this story? So my son went to go to a birthday party, and it was like a wet park, right? And I didn't go with him because Al and I had something else to do, so I left him with other mommies. And I said, okay, here's your bag, and good, all right. I said, the party's going to end around 2, so you should start taking a shower like around 1:30 so you don't have to rush or whatever. So, you know, he follows 1:30. I forgot to pack his towel. So bad on me. He had everything else in his towel. But then one of the mama friends helped him out. But anyway, when I picked him up, he's like, Mom, you know, all the other mommies, they had to help my friends, you know, take a shower or with their bags or whatever. He's like, aren't you lucky? I know how to take a shower. I said, aren't you lucky? You know how to take a shower on your own.
Yep, that's the line.
I'm not lucky. You are.
You're not doing me a favor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Tawa lang siyang tawa. Ha, 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 mom. Okay. As long as you know.
Yeah.
Hey, ayun.
All this parenting talk, kids talk, made me realize spending time with my mom, not as a parent, but as a son, mm-hmm. because my sister was away for a bit and we had to visit her. And spend time with her. And you realize that, you know, she's probably still the same person that would, at times, would whisper to Cez, nung ano pa kami na, sabihin mo naman kay, ano, and her pet, insert pet name.
What is your pet name, Jude?
Huwag masyadong mabilis mag-drive.
Aww.
So hindi niya dinadaan sa akin diretso. Kundi maririnig ko na lang kukwento sa akin. Karoon masyadong ano. But now she's obviously doting on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
All grown
yeah.
up. And she doesn't have to do much of the heavy lifting.
Mm-mm.
That she probably did raising my sister and I many years ago. So it's something that you three talking about where you are with your kids now, that maybe in the future you'll get to have a moment or two like that. And you know, as they're growing up, through whatever phases they're in, because they're going to see less of you, more of them, and whatever the future will hold for them, because it's going to be their time.
Yeah.
And you're going to be honored by you know, whatever time they spend with you.
Yeah.
When we're old and crusty and can't walk anymore. And
No. Of course, we will be functional, fully functional, Jude.
Well-oiled machine.
And,
yes.
And if you need to use the restroom, you get a straight line into your... Kasi mahaba yung pila. Sabi ko, ma, mahaba yung pila. Paano ba yan? Hindi, ano yan? Yan, tinan mo. Dire-diretso ko lang. Oh, tapos yeah. Maraming magsasabi. Marami I was surprised.
Kayo na po mauna.
Ito. Hindi lang yung mga nakapila, yung mga attendant. Sabi ko, ganun pala talaga.
See?
Yung system.
Sabi, watch me. Let me park the waters.
Oy, paalisin mo yung nasa loob. Mamaya ka na.
I feel like it's I don't know if this is the right way to end the episode.
No, it's okay.
But I really like that Jude brought it up. I came across this post and I don't know if I should just put the audio on the microphone or just read it. But it's this woman of a certain age. She's already old. Gray hair and everything. And when I came across it, I was really touched. Okay, should I just read
no,
it?
No, read it.
Read it?
Yeah.
Okay. She says, well, I haven't reached this point yet. Nako, mahirap to. Pwede bang i-ano ko na lang?
With feelings.
Kaya mo yan, Del. Kaya mong tapusin yan. Kaya mo yan,
Del. Kasi mabilis.
Ah, is it running fast? Are you reading the subtitles?
It's a reel.
Oh, you're reading from the video. We might not pick it up.
Ah, okay. Sige, let me read it. Okay, this is an old mom saying how you should... I'll just say it, and then you guys know what you should do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I haven't reached this point yet, but when I do, I hope my children remember this. When your parents grow old, let them grow old with the same love that they let you grow. Let them speak and tell repeated stories with the same patience and interest that they heard yours as a child. Let them overcome like so many times when they let you win. Let them enjoy their friends just as they let you. Let them enjoy their talks with their grandchildren because they see you in them. Let them enjoy living among the objects that have accompanied them for a long time because they suffer when they feel that you tear this life away. Let me be wrong like so many times you have been wrong and they didn't embarrass you by correcting you. Let them live and try to make them happy the last stretch of the path they have left to go. Give them your hand just like they gave you their hand when you started your path. Have a wonderful day. That's... Diba? It's like the opposite.
Ganda.
And yeah. you see yourself as the kid, you see yourself as a mother maybe later on, and we're all, like, see, Jude is already a parent to 20-something kids, and Fran it has a 20-something and a 11 is he? Mm-hmm. Mag 11 is he, David. Mm-hmm. And then Jude is 10 or 9, and me, same, and we're in different stages of our parenting, but one thing is for sure, we are all going to be an older parent in the future. And it's so nice that this older woman is telling us, like, oh, maging pas- be patient with your parents because
it.
They were patient with you. It's just beautiful.
Ayan, nice. Paulit-ulit yung kwento ni ma'am nung sabi ko, kwento mo na yan, pero pinakinggan ko pa rin. And she showed me a picture on her phone na maraming screenshot kasi nasi-screenshot niya ng pag nanunood siya ng YouTube. So binura ko. Anyway, she showed me an old picture of us, kami ng sister ko and my dad, at the beach because they love the beach. My dad apparently loved the water. And kami ni Ses, JB and Eve, we have a similar shot in Bohol.
Oh my God.
In by the corner, almost exact. Sabi ko, wow, this is
that.
Uncanny.
Sakto din kayo.
Ganda no,
oh, nice. A boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
nice.
Oh, nga.
Oh my God, you should print it and frame
mas,
that.
Mas sexy ako nung naka-topless ako nung bata. So, naka-t-shirt lang ako nung kami.
White t-shirt ba yan?
White
tapos
big t-shirt.
Tapos gumaganong-ganong ka ba, Drew?
Hindi, mabigat yun. Mahirap sa tubig yun. Dapat talaga. Ano ka? Swimsuit.
Well, there you go. That That's what beautiful. You got out of us.
I like it.
At 208, man. 208, like when we started the podcast. We never know where it's going to go. But somehow the landing is pretty great, don't you think?
Yes. Absolutely. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. At least we say so. And that's all that matters. It's our podcast. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this an hour or something of us blabbing around. And hopefully you get something out of it. Thank you for sharing your attention, your time with us. So for Monica Francesca, for Jude Racha and Jelly Victor, this is Delamar. Hey, we'll see you guys for episode 209. Maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks from now. We never know. Just hang
next
in
year.
There. Next year, but enjoy this one, okay?
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.